1953, CIA Director Alan Dulles, speaking before a national meeting of Princeton alumni, distinguished two fronts in the then current battle for men's minds. A first front of mass indoctrination through censorship and propaganda, and a second front of individual brainwashing and brain changing. Before an audience of fellow Ivy Leaguers, Dulles skipped the usual pieties about democracy. The same year, Dulles approved the CIA's notorious MKUltra project and exempted it from normal CIA financial controls. From Mass Control, Engineering Human Consciousness, 1999, by Jim Keith. One of the most macabre series of experiments outside of the Inquisition was funded by the CIA and conducted by Dr. Ewan Cameron, with funds also coming from the Canadian government, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Gerschichter Foundation. Cameron had studied at the Royal Mental Hospital in Glasgow, Scotland, under the tutelage of eugenicist Dr. David Henderson. He later took over the psychiatric division of the Allen Memorial Institute at McGill University in Montreal, which had been founded with Rockefeller monies. Alan Dulles called Allen Memorial, quote, a good source for human guinea pigs, end quote. From In Search of the Manchurian Candidate, The CIA and Mind Control, 1976, by John Marks. The principal secret of secret intelligence is how to get someone to do your bidding. From its beginning in 1947, the CIA has spent millions of dollars, actually many billions, is my comment, on a major program of research to find drugs or other esoteric methods to bring ordinary people, willing or unwilling alike, under complete control, to act, to talk, to reveal the most precious secrets, even to forget on command. From Operation Mind Control, The CIA's Plot Against America, 1978, by Walter Bowart. Cryptocracy is a compound of crypto, meaning secret, and crassy, meaning rule, government, governing body. The cryptocracy, then, is the secret government, whose identity and whereabouts have slowly and reluctantly been hinted at by the Congress through its investigations into Watergate, the CIA, and the rest of the intelligence community. The cryptocracy invades the privacy of citizens and corporations. It meddles, often violently, in the internal politics of foreign countries, and has hired, trained, and equipped mind-controlled assassins for the murder of heads of state. And this is Dr. Carlstrom speaking, including JFK, RFK, Martin Luther King Jr., etc. The story within the story I discovered is an astonishing one of a psychological war waged by the U.S. cryptocracy against the American people. The following is from CIA spycatcherist Dr. Jose Delgado's testimony in front of the U.S. Congress in 1974. The individual may think that the most important reality is his own existence, but this is only his personal point of view. This lacks historical perspective. Man does not have the right to develop his own brain. This kind of liberal orientation has great appeal. We must electronically control the brain. Someday, armies and generals will be controlled by electric stimulation of the brain. From The Illuminati Formula, Appendix 1, The Programmers, by Fritz Springmeier. Over 2 million Americans have been programmed by trauma-based mind control since 1947, and the CIA admitted its mind control publicly in 1970. And yet, the existence of the mind control is still secret to the general public. And from British Psychiatry, From Eugenics to Assassination, in the Executive Intelligence Review, Volume 21, 2002, by Anton Chaitkin, we read, the overall project, including MKUltra, has been foreign-sponsored and anti-American in its purposes. We shall outline here the British background of this deeply criminal enterprise with its roots in the political and psychiatric movement called eugenics.